From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The dust is settling after the controversy related to Bud Light's Super Bowl ads touting its lack of corn syrup. Miller Lite and Coors Light were called out by Bud Light several times, and as AgWeb.com reports, the ads got an immediate reaction from farmers, much of it negative, to Bud Light's tactics. Taking the high road, ownership Miller Coors responded by thanking Bud Light in a New York Times ad for pointing out their beer was brewed with corn syrup and not high fructose corn syrup. A Kentucky company says it's developed hemp plants that contain no THC, the main psychoactive component in marijuana. According to AgWeb.com, the announcement from GenCana Global and the University of Kentucky researchers is being hailed as a major breakthrough. State growers and processors have struggled to keep trace amounts of THC out of natural variations. The 2018 Farm Bill removed industrial hemp from the Controlled Substances Act, but didn't change the legal THC standard. In his first State of the Union address to a divided Congress, the president talked about his signature trade achievement that's now partly in the hands of the Democratic House majority. Trump touted the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement as a no-brainer compared to the historic blunder and catastrophe known as NAFTA. But as AgriMarketing.com reports, Democrats have already asked for changes and lawmakers on both sides have suggested there's little hope for approving the new pact while Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico remain in place. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.